I've just been having an interesting conversation with somebody who will remain nameless about something that I think is quite a common problem. And it's one that affects large organisations in terms of they work within the internal web team, and they do have an outside agency they work with. But that agency is a marketing and print agency that does everything for this organisation. It does everything from their print work, their marketing work, their online work, the whole lot. And that actually they don't have a particularly good knowledge of the web, which obviously is problematic. And the web team are frustrated by this, and they want to use outside consultants but can't, because they've got to use this in-house team. No, sorry, this you know, kind of existing incumbent agency. Well, one of the things I suggested in this conversation I was having, and something that I have seen work before, is accept that, okay, you can't change the situation, that you've got this agency that you have to work with, but you can make up for their shortcomings. And you can do that by bringing in external consultants to help with particular problems. For example, you could bring in somebody just to address usability and to work with the existing team to ensure that the site is as usable as possible, to do user testing, to do a review of the site and that kind of thing. So you get somebody else in to work strategically alongside the partner that you've got. And that is an effective way, and it's something that we've done a number of times before, just to bring that outside perspective to things and that expertise that's necessary when working on the web. So it's something you might want to consider if you've got an in-house team that you're not particularly happy with, or if you've got an agency that you have to work with, then consider bringing somebody in just to supplement that and to point people in the right direction and educate the people you have to work with so that the standard of work is high enough, to really be effective.